Forgive us, God, as you cleanse the earth and save us from your judgment. We ask for your mercy and your love to strengthen us in these times of trials. Amen. My people, Jesus began, I do not wish for you to remain in the dark as to who are the bad guys and who are the good guys in this Russian-Ukrainian war. What I do wish for you to do is lay aside your prejudices and judgments against both sides, and especially Russia. Do you remember in the Old Testament when I sent Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the temple in Jerusalem and strip it of all its riches and people? This was a foreign nation steeped in idolatry who knew nothing of my ways. My people had seriously rebelled against me with witchcraft, satanic child sacrifices, and all manner of filth, even in the hidden chambers of the temple proper. Shall I allow such wickedness to continue and thrive, or shall I put an end to it? Many have criticized me for sending my armies to totally destroy every living thing in Jericho, and many other sorties to smaller towns. Do you really think I enjoyed doing it, or that I did it out of retaliation, or to provide the Israelites with treasures? If you knew the level of depravity that city was practicing, sacrificing their babies to Satan and practicing witchcraft and numerous other sins of divination and lewdness, you would not question my motives. Here are some scriptures that talk about the sins of the Canaanites. Joshua 6:21-30 says that they killed every living thing in the city of Jericho, men, women, young, old, cattle, sheep, donkeys, except for Rahab and her family, which is a good thing because she becomes part of the lineage of David and then Jesus Christ. But then the Israelites burn what was left. The sins that the Canaanites practiced were disgusting to the Lord. They even defiled the animals by having intercourse with them. Incest with blood relatives, sex with animals, sacrificing infants to Moloch, homosexuality. Do not defile yourselves by any of these things. For by all these nations which I am casting out before you have become defiled, for the land has become defiled. Therefore I have brought its judgment upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these repulsive acts, neither the native-born nor the stranger who lives temporarily among you, for all these repulsive acts have been done by men who lived in the land before you, and the land has become defiled. Do none of these things, so that the land will not vomit you out, should you defile it, as it has vomited out the nation which has been before you. For whoever commits any of these repulsive acts, those persons who do so shall be cut off from among their people, excluding them from the atonement made for them. So keep my command, do not practice any of these repulsive customs which have been practiced before you, so as not to defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. It is interesting to me that the word says, the land will not vomit you out. I have noticed a certain dynamic here in Taos. Those who use other people and do not contribute to better the town don't last long here. They encounter situations that force them to leave. The Lord continued, when they followed these statutes, they remained healthy, their farms flourished, and they conquered their enemies. But when they began acting like the Canaanites, burning their babies in a brass cauldron, having orgies, and uncovering their children's children, which is your modern incest, crops would fail, drought, pestilence, and wars destroyed the people and their children. They invited the demons into their lives and defiled their children, animals, and one another. I do not want my people to follow their practices, so they had to be destroyed from the land. The immorality, the depravity, was an open door to demonic infestations, and now the world is facing many nations which practice Satanism behind closed doors. This has not been divulged to the general public, so they do not understand all the motives for this war. My people, you have been lied to by your media, which is paid to make the good look bad and the very bad look like heroes. You must go deeper in your understanding and knowledge of what these elected officials really stand for. The repression and rise of Nazism is unmistakably evil and has its roots in Baal worship from ancient times. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for your prayers and support of the Lord's ministry.